Test. Test that one too.
Test.
Testing the silver microphone. Oh. I'm looking at Vangelis's ass.
Hey everybody, Aaron is trying to show off his QR code reader. This is Vangelis, and it is the end of Saturday. Well, almost the end. We're about to go to the dinner here at BotCon 2010. Once again, I'm in the room that is not my own. I poured some chips on the bed, and I threw some Coke Zero on Foster's computer. It was good times. In the room today, we have a bunch of regular folks new to the 2010 talkings. Would be Foster Logger, but he is currently busy. Want to say hello from over there?
Hello from over there!
That was incredible. And also here with us is the one and only, because there is only one and only, Matt Moylan.
Yo, what's up, guys?
How's it going?
Pretty good. Good show so far.
Having a good time?
Yeah.
Lots of business?
Oh, yeah. Pretty good. Trans fans have a lot of money, so that's good.
That they do.
That has a double meaning, but we'll go... Never mind.
I don't understand. So I guess we could just talk about stuff we did today. There were lots of panels. There was the general audience, so the dealer room shifted slightly to have more product in there. Speaking for myself, I bought nothing, because a lot of the G1 stuff, I gotta say, a little expensive. And like, I don't know G1 prices very well, but I did some eBay checking on stuff I liked, and then I went asking experts, such as Foster Logger. And I was like, hey man, $90 chrome dome, loose and complete. He was like, he just punched me in the face. And he said, what do you even, don't spit that garbage on my household. So I didn't really buy anything. And I really want to buy something that's a Transformers branded Transformer. So we'll see tomorrow. But I guess we can move on to our special guest. Matt Moylan, did you, I guess you got money today.
Oh yeah. Well, the new print, the G1 battle scene print I did, is selling pretty good. And also, I just did buttons, like, it's my girlfriend's idea, just to throw together some little Formers pins. And like, these aren't going to sell. Nobody ever sells these. And those are, I'm almost sold out of a few of them. So,
oh, wow.
It's going, doing pretty good.
Did you hit the dealer room yourself at all?
I walked around a couple times. I'm not really looking for anything for myself. I have a friend who wanted a G1 Grimlock, like, just loose. And I'm kind of like you, like, how much could that cost? Like, $20? I don't know. And like, $90, $100. Like, okay. He can find his own.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't mean to disparage the dealers, but if it was like, you know, maybe eBay price minus some plus shipping, you know, maybe. But this is like eBay plus shipping plus you're at a convention premium. So,
yeah.
not really sure about that. GOG, you have something third party that I saw you messing with when I came in?
I got a bunch of things third party. I've got the world's smallest Adjusted Toys Shockwave and Blaster. Haven't opened them yet, so I have no opinions.
Sigh.
I did get the Warbot Defender, which I did open and put in all three modes, and I love it. I think it's worth it. So I paid like $85 for it.
That's a good deal.
After shipping, which is what I would have paid anyway. So I'm glad. I'm really glad I got it. I like it a lot.
Excellent.
So I also got a Victory Leo.
A Coke? Oh,
minus Victory the gun. Leo. Yeah, I bought it.
Move the Pringles out of the way, please. It's Victory Leo.
So, yeah.
That's not
bad. He's in great shape. All the joints are tight. Just missing the main gun, but I'll get one eventually.
How much was that?
$160.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Very white.
Hit up Yahoo Japan Auctions. Just use your kata or something.
Yeah. We'll get one. I'm working on it.
Excellent. Well, Omegas Prime, did you gain acquisitions today? Are you going to try to merge your Star Saber onto GOG's Victory Leo to form an even and odd Victory Saber?
I almost did. I almost went for that so many times. It's like, no, not without the gun.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to go hunting for that later on. But, no, I picked up some nice stuff. I mean, I got to see their the Hasbro version of the Legends Devastator.
Mm-hmm.
And then I immediately ran back to Captured Prey and grabbed one of the Japanese versions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just so I'd had all the, you know, $10 extra for all the paint apps. That's worth it to me. And I broke the rule, because I'm now, like, completely broke.
Excellent. That's what I did last year.
Yeah. You're supposed to save some for the last day. I did not. Someone said, hey, I've got one last BotCon sweep, and I'll give it to you for $50. I'm like,
Well, that's not bad for a BotCon sweep. I mean, those things went for pretty nuts for the three packs.
Oh, yeah, so. Just to have one. It's my Scourge. He just needs a tan is all.
Yeah. All right, so that was basically the haul?
That was the haul, yeah.
Yeah, I really wish I had a haul. I'm the most uninteresting thing here right now. I guess we could move along to Aaron. Everyone throw him a microphone at the same time.
I don't get the same respect Foster does with eight mics headed my way. No, today I managed to pick up some stickers, some repo labels for some stuff that I have. The that double cross that I got way back for free. Finally here and thought, hey, I'll get those stickers. And then I also picked up another BotCon exclusive that I hadn't seen for quite a while for $10.
Which one?
Rook.
Oh, Rook. Rook. I forgot about that.
Got Rook from 2005 board member AMS, who's here selling a whole lot of his collection. He was sitting there going, oh, I'm surprised nobody's gone for that. And I'm like, oh, it's how much? Well, 15 for you, 10. I'm like, awesome, hook up, okay.
Be surprised no longer,
quick,
sir.
Quick 10 bucks out and yet another BotCon exclusive. I'm slowly going to get them all, but some of the prices on the older stuff makes me cringe and whinge because he had the original 94 breakdown, and that went for $5.50 the very first thing he sold on Friday. I had been talking to him before, trying to get him to come down on it, but he held firm because he thought he could get that price, and he did. So, good on you. I was hoping to have all three of those, but nay.
Nicely done. I guess, Dan, what did you get? Actually, are you in my boat?
No. I did... I mean, I was shopping today. I did buy something today.
Oh,
wait, we're in boats.
I was all gonna be like, "Oh, me and Dan are the brothers who are all like, oh, we don't need to buy anything on Saturday."
Well, the only thing that I bought today was the Encore Trailbreaker and Hoist because yesterday at TF Sources table they had a deal. If you buy two of them, you get them for like $45, mm-hmm. and Trailbreaker was gone by the end of the day. And I thought, "Oh crap, you know they're out of them." But I went back today and they were both there, so I jumped on that. That was right after my my talk. That was the other thing that happened today. Should we talk about that?
Let's finish this up first before we get to that.
So that's all I got. And I would have to agree with you. The G1 prices are a bit up there. There's a lot of things I'm looking for, like Headmasters. Yeah. I wanted a Sludge. I saw a Sludge at a table. The guy's like, yeah, it's 90. I'm like,
I mean, like, it's a case where in your case, Matt, like you could ask your friend. You could always just, you know, give him a call. Like, hey, but if you want that Grimlock, you can get one. $90. PayPal me right now. I'll do it.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, some of those prices, man.
Or you call that friend and be like, oh, it's $100.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
$120.
It's $200. It's totally coated in gold, I swear to you. Get some Krylon out.
I got them to go to $120. They wanted it $150, man. You got to get this deal.
That one AML just asked me on Twitter if my picture of Victory Leo was a Gundam. No, it is not.
Fail.
It's a Power Ranger.
And good Lord.
No, and somebody who said it was a Zord 10 minutes ago, it is not a Zord.
It's the middle of Voltron.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Really?
Really?
Really? Exactly. All right. Drew, hi. How was your day?
Good. It was good. Started rough, but it was good. And then saw the panels, did a lot of stuff, watched the U.S. lose. That was my main concern today, was watching the U.S. men's team. For those of you who don't know, World Cup's going on.
Really?
But the real highlight came last night, a late addition to, I guess, my collection. A good friend of mine was able to score me a Mighty Mugs Drew Iden. I don't know. So that's been the ultimate addition, and it will be, as I told him, it will be the greatest thing I ever owned. So I'm kind of done with buying stuff. Enjoy what I got yesterday. But I want to ask Matt, your table got moved.
What, really?
That was controversy.
Well, even in the first place, we weren't where we were supposed to be. Originally, the original map that they gave us is we had four tables next to each other. Myself, Stan Bush, Marcelo Matere, and Sheba, who I always forget his real name, but the other Fenner.
Silas.
Yeah, Silas. But suddenly we get there and there's no tables there. There's just a lineup for the autograph session. And
like, oh, I didn't
realize. A couple of the guys are on the left side of the Activision booth. I'm on the right side of the Activision booth. Stan Bush comes by and just doesn't know what to do. So that was the setup yesterday. And today we get there. Now our table's totally gone.
Oh, they moved it without like even telling you.
Oh yeah, I just showed up and what's going on?
No
our
way.
Table's gone. So, but they moved our table right near the club store, which is also right by the exit. So everybody, it's kind of better. Everybody coming in goes right to the club store first. And so they pass by our booth, and everybody leaving has to go by our booth as well. So.
Yeah.
You can't leave the dealer room without walking right by Matt. So it works out, I think, in the end.
Yeah, so it was kind of shocking at first, but yeah, it worked out really good. I hope they don't move us again. My girlfriend is saying, oh, maybe tomorrow we're going to be in the t-shirt cage. I don't know.
There's Matt up there.
Yeah, on top of it.
Hey! What? And I wanted to ask you this, because I walked by your table at one point, and I saw, and a girl was taking out her camera, and your girlfriend was like, do you want to be in the picture with Matt? I thought she was going to like just take a picture of you. What's like been the craziest, weirdest fan experience from this weekend? You know,
experience?
Somebody come out and be like, ooh, look at this. Or my name is Matt 1 and 2.
Someone asked me to draw a teen sari in a bikini. But I mean, I told them, like, you know, if I draw it, it's still going to look like a little kid because it's what I draw, right? It's like, yeah, that's cool.
Exactly.
I don't know. We'll see if he comes back tomorrow.
Are you going to do it?
Oh, the question is, did you draw it?
Not yet. We'll see. He gave me the money for it, so I'll have to decide tonight.
Are you going to keep the money either way?
Oh, no. Well,
I decided not to draw it. Get lost.
We'll see now if he's listened to the podcast, if he's too embarrassed to come back. We'll see.
Well, it depends on if he's the kind of guy who's going to be all like, oh, man, the new WTF went up while I'm here at this convention. I better hit that up and have a listen to it. Or he's going to be like, oh, I downloaded them all. Okay, I'm going to get on my plane, head back home. He's listening to it, and he just goes like.
I don't know. I got some obscure characters, too. I was talking to Alex Milne and asking him, what kind of odd characters are you drawing today? Like, oh, nothing. Somebody asked for Galvatron eating an ice cream cone. That's about the weirdest thing. But I get, like, you know, Diaclone, Road Rage, the tracks repaint, and Cybertron, Armorhide, who I didn't really know, and fan characters, and all kinds of stuff. So it's weird. I haven't drawn one Optimus or one Megatron.
Really?
Wow. Nope.
Even with the walk-ins?
Nope.
Wow.
That's weird.
Well, that's cool. That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. Just to finish off our little circle here, let's hear it from the Emperor 3.
I picked up. I'm right over here.
You're completely blocked.
I picked up a Rosanna because of Gog's influence, but that's all I went and got today.
That's it?
Today? Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Well, I suppose we should hear from and finish the circle off. We should hear from Foster.
Why, thank you. I did make one purchase yesterday that was something that I haven't really seen a lot of, and it just kind of leaked out onto the fandom. It was it's a 10-pack, actually, of the Headmaster repros. I don't know if anybody's seen it. I should have brought it and showed it around. So it's the six Japanese exclusives, and then you've got the two Zerax and then the two Spikes. For Grand and for Fort Max.
I think I saw a photo of that sometime mm-hmm. before we came to BotCon.
Yeah, there was a few people who hooked up their friends. I got a PM, you know, do not disclose this, but I've got this, you know, for $100. Are you interested? And I was, yeah, I'll take it. So I've got those molds. I don't mind that they're not knockoffs. I'm happy, in fact, that they don't have the Takara stamp on there because, you know, they won't ever be misrepresented.
What's the quality like on those?
Oh, the quality's good. I mean, they feel every bit like the ones you'd pop off of Ape Face or, you know, Chrome Dome, a $90 Chrome Dome.
$90 Chrome Dome. $110 Skull Cruncher I saw. No, sorry, Weird Wolf. $110 okay. Weird Wolf I saw at one point.
Yeah, I saw that one. I misread the tag. I thought it said $10. I'm like, what's wrong with it? And then I looked closer and $110.
Wow. BotCon 07, I bought Weird Wolf, $30.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. And Weird Wolf was in the set in 07.
Exactly. That's what was so nice about it, is because I had like old and new werewolves.
Yeah.
It was a nice pair.
Yeah, it was kind of after maybe a Mind Wipe, because I like Revenge of the Fallen Mind Wipe. And I was like, oh, hey, here's a Mind Wipe.
Right, right.
90, okay, what? 80, oh, 75. And I look around like, well, okay, 75. Mind Wipe.
I don't know. Maybe these are like Saturday morning prices. We should take a look at Sunday afternoon prices.
Yeah, they're going to be like, all right, the general admission's gone. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Pulled the wool right over on. Your eyes there for a second.
I don't know. I mean, that's been my thing I've always been looking for each year is Headmasters, and each year it seems to go up about $15, $20, $15, $20. I've seen a lot of good-shaped just bodies for like $20.
Yeah.
So, I mean, especially if you have that Headmaster set, that might be something to look for and just go get some junker bodies to have some other people to be driving.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea to get a couple junkers, maybe even.
Or what we should do is go to Foster's room. There's enough of us. Each of us could get one. And
at that moment, Foster Logger then glanced left, then right, then left again.
And now he's accessing some admin panel or something.
Yeah, it's time to delete my room number off any of the boards.
He's about to ban us from the room.
Yeah, a couple temp bans, I think, will straighten out the rest of you.
Hey, Seth, did you maybe pick something up today?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
Maybe just a couple things?
No, I picked up something off topic.
Oh, get out.
Anyway, I got a Micro Man. He's got like this kind of rubber coat and like this gigantic kind of Celtic cross looking weapon that plugs onto his back, and then that turns into a wheelchair. And I went, wow, that seems rad. And just messing with him right now, where that cross and the wheelchair parts plug onto his back, the hole is part of the rubber coat, so it doesn't stay plugged in. It just falls out instantly.
I think you just blew everybody's minds.
So that's mine's disappointing. The wall.
There's not an inner plug inside the rubber part?
I don't think so. Maybe we want to look at it, figure it out.
Do some surgery?
I probably did it wrong, and Gog Dog's going to totally pwn me like a Micro Man noob.
That's the only reason why I'm looking at it.
But then I got on topic. Never mind. I got on topic. I picked up the Encore, or two of the Encore cassette tape packs. So the ones with Rumble and Frenzy, and the other one with like Steel Jaw and Rat Trap, or Rat Bat. And so those are cool. Mostly tampoed on for Laserbeak Knot, still stickers, so that's a bummer. But when those first came out, Gog Dog got them, and he ranted about it in more detail, so you could listen to old shows.
About what?
The Encore tapes.
Laserbeak being stickers instead of tempo.
Yeah.
But so there's no point in treading that water again.
Yeah.
That's all I got for today. I'm eyeballing a few more things for tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
I'm eyeballing a whole lot, but we'll see what happens then. Now, tonight, we're going to a dinner. We're all going to get dressed up to the nines and do a little shuffle on down there. Totally, you know, Jets and Sharks. Anyway, this is going to be the Hall of Fame induction ceremony cocktail reception followed by dinner. Now, I'm curious about some of your thoughts on it. I guess let's start off with Mr. Matt Moylan. Your thoughts on the Hall of Fame. I'm curious. The whole ordeal. How do you see it?
I don't know. It's kind of strange to Hall of Fame for not real people, but that's okay. I've actually been asked a couple times who I think is going to get in, and I haven't been paying attention, and I don't know who's on the list. But I think who's on, so like Grimlock and
it's like Grimlock,
Dinobot.
It's 4G1 guys, and Dinobot are the ones to vote in.
Dinobot deserves to be, but he's not going to if that's the case.
I got a conspiracy theory about it. I think because they picked four obvious ones that already got on the list, right? And then they said, okay, we need you to vote for one of these five to be the fifth spot. Four more obvious G1 guys, and then Dinobot. So it's like those four obvious G1 guys are probably just going to be the start off for the next Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, okay, Dinobot got in, thus proving we listened to you guys. And it's like, that's my conspiracy theory. I'm going to be totally proven wrong in about an hour, but we'll see. Just curious, do you think that the Hall of Fame award ceremony might be a truly magical experience if, in order to represent those fictional characters, they use hand puppets?
That would be good. Maybe they can give Scott McNeil a hand puppet and he can do Dinobot.
Hey, wait, that totally syncs up with my conspiracy theory. Oh, let's just happen to invite Scott McNeil over when we're going to be voting Dinobot in with hand puppets. And he's all like, I love hand puppets. I don't know.
I brought my own.
Yes, I already made them. Dan, how do you feel about this Hall of Fame thing? Do you think this is going to be magical, or do you think this is going to be like Where's the Buffet?
I think it's probably going to be like Where's the Buffet. I mean, I totally agree with Matt that inducting fictional characters into a Hall of Fame is a little wonky, I guess. Mm. But I think it's cool that they're going to have, you know, Peter there and Bob Budiansky and the Takara guys whose names I continue to...
Yoke-san and I feel bad that I forgot the other one. Okoro.
Oh.
See, he's trying to be all smart and correct me, and then he can't do it either.
It's not the back of everyone's badge.
Well, anyway, I think it's great that they have all of these guys that they're inducting in, and that makes sense to me, but the character thing is a little weird, and I'm hoping that the food and the cocktail hour is not lame.
Me too. I'm sure we've all been to, well, okay, we haven't all been to Bacchons, but those of us who have been to Bacchons, we know how the dinner can go. You've been to Bacchons, right, Matt?
I've been to Bacchons, but I haven't been to the dinners. And even tonight, I'm swamped with extra commissions, so I'm going to be drawing all night,
too. Take them along with you to the dinner?
I'm going to be drawing in my hotel room.
Oh, you're missing the dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, but. No! Well, usually these dinners nowadays tend to be a buffet affair with a raised stage with people talking on mics, presenting things, and the first time they did the buffet, it was a bit of a debacle because they had enough food for about half the people that were there.
Was that 06 you're talking about?
Yeah, when we did the poker thing.
Yeah.
Like when we were playing poker and we were like, oh, maybe we should go get some food now. And we looked back and the food was all gone. So we're like, let's just keep playing poker or blackjack or whatever it was. I can't remember now.
Looking back, that was it. I think all of us were at I think this group, you were there, Foster, right? Yeah, it was like this
blackjack.
Like, very interesting.
That bed there.
Yeah. We're on beds right now recording this. Some of
what
us
do you
are
mean?
Sleeping.
We're in a luscious studio that was lent to us by the people here at Disney World.
Matt Moylan is very impressed.
Yeah. Matt Moylan's on his own golden chair. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I won't be coming back.
But we got low fat Pringles and everything.
I won't be coming back. Why do they all say that?
I don't know. Matt Tiger was all like that line about the kitten. I'm leaving. He just took out, he punched Silas in the face and took out.
The back of the face.
That was a pretty damn cool punch. Drew, how do you feel about the upcoming?
Well, I think I wish there was, you know, the element of, is there an element of gambling again?
I don't think so.
Because that's part of half the fun, really, is last time we did it in 08 was, you know, we were gambling, whatever, play money. But winning free stuff, you know, getting the ability to buy whatever we want, I don't know if that's still an option. Is that happening again? No, there's nothing being given away?
I don't think so, unless they do something different or they have, like, little ticket vouchers on the tables or something like that.
Or maybe everybody gets something.
Yeah, everyone gets Power Core Combiner, no.
Oh, they did the
whole set of the War for Cybertron toys. Otherwise, I'm flipping all the tables over.
I think let's bring it back. Let's all get something like we used to. Like,
yeah,
the plates.
Or remember
the
back
Armada
in,
figures.
Yeah, the Armada figures. I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was a rough one, but it was a cool idea.
Yeah, I hated that one, but yeah, besides that, that was
let's
good.
Never do that one again.
But let's bring something
let's
like
bring
it
something
back.
Here. Yeah, we know what we're talking about. Where are the microphones at? Gog, your thoughts on the or
the other Gog?
Gog and I don't know where I'm going with this.
What?
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. You got Rosanna?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
What? I was posing her with my Victory Leo. What was the question again?
The Hall of Fame dinner we're about to go to. How do you feel about it?
I mean, we've shared our thoughts on it before. I share everybody's sentiments of a Hall of Fame for fictional characters is kind of silly. In the end, though, I think it's going to depend on the presentation value. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they try to make it, you know, if it takes itself way too seriously or if they try to inject a little humor into it, I think it can work.
Doug was just scratching his face there.
But
and once again.
But I mean, me and Seth caught Aaron Archer in the hall a couple days ago, and he's actually going to be doing part of the speech in Japanese.
Oh wow!
So he told us. So you know, it seems like I mean, you know, if they make it neat, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we kind of know what the content's going to be. It's just going to be how they present it. And if they make it an enjoyable thing, and we'll just, you know, I think it's going to depend on that as far as whether I think it's kind of silly or whether it was something that was worth doing.
All right. Well, moving on to Gog Dog 2.
So every podcaster from Florida is named Gog Dog.
Exactly.
Should be.
I wrote that rule.
I know. I agree with that sentiment. I mean, it depends on how they present it, how seriously they take it. I do like that if this becomes like a normal thing, maybe that it can be a running theme that every dinner can have and is something to, hopefully something to look forward to year after year.
It would solve that problem, because that's the one problem that dinners tend to have, is that usually they have no unified purpose other than like, we're going to have a fancy dinner and everyone's going to get up on stage and talk about
something.
Right.
And so 2008, like, we're going to talk about, hey, let's get the fans to go up there and do voice acting. Or 2000, I don't, what even happened in 2009? I don't remember. Was that Paramount?
That's the Paramount dinner.
Okay, so 2009.
Tyrese showed up. Oh my God.
Right, Tyrese showed up.
And Ratchet. And oh my gosh.
That's right. Ratchet's car.
Spoiler.
So if they can work this in to make this a reason for the dinners to actually happen, is hey, it's this year's Hall of Fame thing, then definitely that would be a great positive thing and make the dinners maybe something that is a bit less of a thing to joke about.
Right.
Although, you know, in their current state, that does mean that when folks such as Matt Moylan are unable to make it, they don't feel like they're missing out on too much, because as we said, the Hall of Fame for fictional characters. Well, actually, how would you feel if they, instead of using hand puppets, presented things more so in the fashion of doing up a little flash animation, perhaps using the Lil Formers style?
Oh, that might be cool. Yeah, but that's a little pretty expensive.
That is true. But if they paid you a whole lot of money to do it,
If they paid me to do it, I'd do it. Well, I'd farm it out to Hong Kong or something. But
Aaron.
Yes, that's who I am.
I keep forgetting you're there because you're behind me.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be pointing the wrong way. Maybe I should be sitting somewhere else.
Aaron, exactly. Stay professional.
Damn it!
I'm sorry.
End scene.
All right. Well, anyway, moving on. As Aaron picks up the microphone, what do you think about this, Aaron?
I think it'll be interesting. I hope that for all the people that are getting inducted, they do it as something serious. For the Transformers, I think if they keep it light, I mean, if we have to go through some, you know, pre-recorded colon clip pretending to be Optimus Prime accepting a trophy, I think that'd be a little bit too much cheese. And if they do it in future years, maybe pick up the tempo, because honestly I preferred the things like the casino night, because then it's more socializing than just finding a corner to have your plate of food with the arm worked around it. So
yeah, definitely. Well, what if they had Peter Cullen, right, do a dramatized thing, but instead of for the fictional characters, he just covered all the real people getting awards? Like, if they had Peter Cullen go up in character as Hideaki Yoke-san.
Wait, what? Have Peter Cullen as...
Yeah, just have him Yoke-san assume the role of everybody and go up and accept all of their awards wearing, like, different costumes and things. And...
Ow, that hurt.
I was kind of hoping it would.
Ow.
Dan, you're holding a microphone.
I'm just the middle guy. I pass it around.
Oh.
But I could talk. How you doing?
Oh, not bad. Good. Not bad. You want to be my buffet buddy?
Of course. I'm always your buffet buddy.
Okay, excellent.
Starting now.
What are you going to do at the dinner?
I'm going to eat some food, going to have a good time with some friends, and try not to laugh too hard at the awards thing.
Ouch. Yeah, smoked salmon.
If they have smoked salmon, it's on. We're going to tear that thing up.
Yeah.
All right, well, moving over to the corner where he's sitting, Empire 3.
Hey. I don't know. I mean, I feel the same of, like, everything you guys have said, but I want to see Mickey dressed up as Optimus Prime there. We're in Disney World. They should have giant characters walking around and keep it very lighthearted.
Well, we have, like, a 15-foot tall Starscream walking around the dealer room already.
But he's not Mickey.
That's true.
Fantastic lips.
Yes. Oh. Fabulous, luscious, full lips. It was glorious. Matt, did you catch the giant Starscream patrolling
right next to his table?
Oh, yeah, he's towering over me half the show.
I was just wondering if you perhaps, like, were just, you know, you're working so hard, you didn't even notice the huge dude, like, walking around. Or
No, well, actually, all the cosplayers hanging around are my booth there. There's
really?
Yeah, but not 15-year-old or 15-foot tall ones that scare away all the kids. That cuts into your income. You might want to talk to that guy.
How would you talk to that guy?
Hey! Hey, you up there! Up there! Look down here!
Your lips!
I like seeing him walk around in just the legs, just half a Starscream walking around.
Yeah, just like it's from the waist down.
Yeah.
This little dude peeking over the top.
He's got to be a strong guy. That's a ridiculous amount of stuff that he's putting on, even though it's styrofoam, but it's still got to be crazy heavy.
Did you see any other interesting costumes? I saw there were a lot of people in costumes.
I saw Ravage. There's a Transmetal 2 Dinobot. There was a really cool Perceptor.
Mm-hmm.
And
Deadpool's here.
Yeah, Deadpool's here for some reason. Deadpool's everywhere.
That was awesome.
There was a Zartan who wore the same costume 2 days in a row.
Oh, dear.
Bad form.
There was something, I don't know if I just totally didn't get it, but it looked like a cat boy to me. I have no idea what it was.
Is that the one with the two laser pistols on his hips?
No, that was a Ravage. But there was just a guy who had like cat ears, and I couldn't really make anything out transformery about him.
I'm glad you noticed my costume. I didn't know why you wouldn't say hi, but I mean, I thought I looked good.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
And definitely a lot of talented costumers here at this BotCon. It took me by surprise that they weren't there Friday, but suddenly all turned up with general admission. So I guess, is Florida like a cosplay state or something like that?
Yeah.
It is?
No, it's not the Sunshine State.
That's the motto. It's on the license plate. The cosplay state.
I've seen some really creepy cosplay at the anime cons here.
Well, were they on par with Catboy?
I'm assuming.
They're beyond Catboy. There are people brave enough to dress as some somewhat adult-only anime characters.
Did we have any of those here, Matt Moylan?
I didn't see any this time. No chocolate misus or anything like that.
Damn it! What about... Drew Iden, what's your opinion on chocolate misu?
What the idol? What the me is that?
Seth, would you have liked to see some Popo Tan cosplay?
Oh! Drew's got to grab a mic to make sure everyone hears him laugh specifically. Everyone must know how I feel about this.
I realize you know maybe Popo Tan. We should have sent someone here cosplaying as you know the guy who just went down. Jake.
Jason.
I like how you open up. You just like Jake.
I couldn't remember his name.
Hey Seth, what was I talking to you about again?
I don't know.
Popo Tan cosplayers, how would you like to have some of those around here at BotCon? Back to the serious issues.
It might have been better than some costumes I've seen recently.
Oh dear,
some pretty shoddy looking outfits. I don't want to step on any toes. I've seen some low end seekers. Knockoffs. That's
awesome. Like some incomplete Skywarps or something.
That's a throwback.
Some overcomplete Sunstorm.
Yeah, you didn't know they sell cosplay on KOToys.com now? Do now.
Third party.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did like the old Snake that I saw, and the Perceptor you brought up. I have a very brief story about that. I was walking out of the dealer room and almost had my head taken off by Perceptor's microscope. As the person wearing the costume kind of span around really quickly, and I had to like, whoa! This humongous pipe just flying by my head. It was amazing.
I could have been grounds for a lawsuit.
Got to, one awesome cosplay I forgot is Susie Wong. She's this plushie artist who she started out doing like little former style plushies, and then sort of like grew into her whole own thing.
The Plushbots.
And there was a Plushbots cosplay here today.
Yes,
and
really?
I know who was in it. I don't know if it's a secret who was in it, so I'm not going to say who was dressed as the plush bot, but it was pretty amazing.
It was you, wasn't it?
Did you know that was coming?
No, I didn't know. It was a Wicked Nemesis Prime, which is pretty great.
I saw that thing while I was walking with it, kind of same time. Like little kids thought it was like a Disney character. That's how like well done it was. Like people were like, oh my god, it's a Transformer! Oh my god!
Hey, Hasbro, kids love little formers. Hint.
Would this be a good time to say that it would be great if we saw Transformers Little Formers label?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be wicked. I mean, they've come close with a lot of things. Like they've got the Robot Heroes and I saw some Transformers Gachapons, which are like the capsule toys, little super deformed capsule toys, and those are pretty cool. They had the what are they called? My Clones?
Yes,
the Japanese ones too. So they've done a lot of things that are, you know, along that line, but Little Formers itself would be cool to get legitimized. It already is. Having been in the Transformers Collectors Club mag or a few IDW things and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did I forget to ask anyone about a thing they wanted to talk about?
Well, I had something to say about having the party be this induction ceremony thing.
Oh, dear.
One thing that I think is kind of I'm not a big fan of is the whole induction ceremony is going to take up all the time that they usually have to do the to announce the winners
of the art various
contests. Yeah. So they're not doing it tonight. They did it sort of by surprise at one of the panels this morning.
At the round table.
Yeah, the round table. So that's kind of a bummer for those people that entered. Like in the past, that was
that was a big deal. Yeah, because they got to go up. They accepted a pretty nice award, and they got presented on stage, dressed up nice in front of a crowd of people. That actually, I agree with you. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, and so apparently there's. I guess most people don't even know that they've won or where they placed at all because nobody knew that they were going to announce the winners at the panel.
I think they kept calling for them in the dealer room. They kept calling for those people to come over to the table.
They might not have been in the dealer room.
Yeah. Then the one thing I will say, though, to the betterment is that they would have more time to spend their winnings since they get like 25, 50, and 100 con bucks. And I remember hearing people in the past that have won it going, okay, well, what am I supposed to find end of the day on Sunday after I've already spent $600 I could have saved, so maybe. But
if pros and cons, yeah. But
I personally thought that making a spectacle out of the winners is it's a nice thing for the people who win because it kind of boosts them up a bit. They get put on stage and feel like a cool dude or a cool dudette.
Yep.
Or a cool dude thing. What?
I don't know. I'm done.
It's amazing when everybody stops and just looks at you.
You're holding your mic right up to your lips, and you're like...
Those are big hand motions for the visually impaired
they can't see you
on the podcast.
It's a good thing they can't see me pantomiming. All right, well, if that's all our thoughts, I would just like to take a moment to shamelessly plug... our special guest, Matt Moylan, who does a thing called Lil Formers.
Yes, lilformers.com, L-I-L-Formers.com.
L-I-L-Formers.com, lilformers.com. You can find t-shirts. I'm going to just make this up. You can find t-shirts. You can find books. You can find fridge magnets. You can find checkerboards. You can find chess sets.
Yeah, you can find at least one of those things. And you can go there to find out which one. And comic strips would be the other.
Comic strips. And boxer shorts and
do you guys have a cheese of the month club?
Well, we're working on it.
Okay. I sure hope so. All right, well, we're gonna go get ready for our prestigious Hall of Fame awards dinner, and I will talk to you tomorrow because I'm gonna record something again tomorrow, and I'm sure you guys, at least one of you, will be there as well. And hope that you've been enjoying the BotCon vicarious coverage, and if you're not here, we certainly wish you were. Unless you wanted to buy something one of us bought. Then
I'm glad that you stayed home.
Yes. Jerks.
Hypothetical jerks.
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.